This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. In case you missed it last night, Trump just crushed it last night. He crushed the media in his joint session to Congress. He crushed the establishment of both parties. He said, my job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the U.S. of A. My God, it's about friggin' time some president said that. Of course, the media's job today is to keep Trump's numbers from skyrocketing, which, of course, they already are. 79% approval rating today. But one of the biggest approval ratings today is, of course, the fact that the stock market. Do you see this? The market was up 21,000 today. Whoa! Mexico's Cemex, which is one of the world's largest cement producers, announced today that is open to providing the raw materials for U.S. President Donald Trump's promised wall between the two neighbors. Daily newspaper Reforma reported today. We will gladly do it, Cemex President Rodrigo Zambaro told the newspaper when asked if the company would provide a cement estimate for the controversial product, potentially worth billions of dollars. It was not known which other companies might participate or the likely demand for cement for the wall, Zambrano said. Of course, President Trump has repeatedly said the wall is needed to prevent illegal immigrants from entering the United States. And he talked about it last night, said he's going to build a big, beautiful wall. Last night, he reiterated that as well. And another thing he said last night, I don't know if you caught this or not, because yesterday evening, it was said that there were people within the administration, namely his new appointment to take over Flynn's positions. I forget the guy's name. Anyway, it'll come to me in a second. It was said that the term radical Islamic terror should be taken out of the speech. And, of course, what did Trump do? He just went there. He went there, and he said it very loudly. And he said, we're going to fight radical Islamic terror. He went out of his way to say it. Today, Democrats are freaking out. They are freaking out. The networks don't quite know how to, you know, spin this because of the fact that they're not dealing with a Republican or a traditional Republican. See, in their minds, they have always known how to attack the opposition, i.e. The Republican Party. But they can't now. Because Donald Trump isn't a Republican, so they don't have any playbook. And everything they throw at him is, frankly, a joke. Whether it's the Russians or whatever it is they want to come up with. So this morning on Morning Joe, Mark Halperin was on and had this to say about the speech last night. I want you to hear this. Kind of interesting. Because they're now...
Our country... You know, we've been talking, Mika, about, you know, Donald Trump. Is this a shift? Is this going? Let's just strip this down and talk about the politics of it. I heard line after line after line after line last night where I was thinking, okay, this is what a lot of Americans want to hear. The nationalism, the Harley Davidson moment, talking about we're going to protect our factories. We're going to build pipelines, but we're going to use U.S. steel. A lot of things that would upset the editorial pages, Mark, of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Actually, there were a lot of lines that I know may not have resonated with the political classes in Washington, D.C., but struck right to that out of work factory worker in Youngstown, Ohio.
People are talking about Reagan a lot. He reminds me at times like this, like Bill Clinton, in the sense that people think he's cornered, he's trapped, he's got nowhere to go, and he fights back. And you talk about the issues. Everything he talked about, he believes in. But there are issues that test maybe not 80-20, but pretty close to it. No more powerful thing to do to use that platform to talk about, with that style, what he believes in a way that's appealing to more to America than to a lot of editorial boards. Say again, doesn't solve all his problems. There are people who don't think he showed his heart last night. They think it was an act. But if he keeps this up, he won't do it 100% of the time. He discombobulates the Democratic Party.
Right. And I wonder if...
Bam! That's, Mark Halperin, a member of the opposition party, a member of the Democrat Party, a member of the media. Okay? See, that's the thing. Democrats are freaking out today. The media is freaking out today. Because they think that they... well, look, let's be honest. They haven't quite figured it out yet. Which to me is just so, these people are so stupid that they haven't figured out this guy yet. Why is it that when he came down that escalator, we knew exactly what he was saying. Which is amazing how, and I've said this throughout the last couple of years, Trump will say something and, we know exactly what he's saying. We know exactly what he means. But the media will take him literally. They don't get him. They don't get his humor. They don't get his narrative. They don't get anything about him. So now that he's the president, they still haven't quite figured it out. I think some of them are starting to figure it out. But a lot of them are still talking and sticking to the same stupid talking points. You know, that Trump is he's racist, he's xenophobic, he's misogynist. Every word you can come up with. but they still don't get him. The essence of what it is. And see... There's a danger for the Democrats now. Because the more they cry fire, the more they risk being even more irrelevant than they have, than they now find themselves in. By all means, keep it up, people. Keep it up. You're doing a fabulous job of making our points for us. And by the way, I've got some more sound bites to prove my point. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You made my soul burning fire. getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Back to back attack, so I sack and tap and slap the mic. Now I'm ready to mic.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Bam! Don't believe the hype. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Speaking of hype, I got to play this for you. I've got a couple of sound bites I want to share with you. This was an individual by the name of Mo Elithi. Okay, he was a surrogate for Hillary Clinton throughout the campaign. And this is what I'm talking about in terms of the danger that Democrats face. Because if you continue to constantly just reject Donald Trump and his policies, which, by the way, many of his policies are Democrats should frankly embrace. But they're not going to. And by doing so, they are in danger of hurting their own brand, frankly. So I want you to listen to this. And this is typical of these TV pundits now. And I'm sure the people watch this and they're like, what are you talking about? You're living in this alternative universe, i.e., bizarro world. Listen. This was last night.
So joining me now with more, Mark Thiessen, American Enterprise Institute Fellow, and Mo Elithi, Founding Director of Georgetown's Institute of Politics and Public Service. Both are Fox News contributors. Gentlemen, welcome. Good to have you here. Mo, let me start with you. In terms of Hillary Clinton's statement and what you just heard there, what do you think?
Here we go. You can't blame the president for anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism has existed for centuries. Having said that, I do believe that during the campaign, Donald Trump, I wouldn't say most of his supporters are anti-Semitic, but his campaign ended up being a home for sort of the most fringe elements of our society. People like David Duke and the Klan that said that we finally have someone who supports our agenda. We're in a really tough spot right now, and I think this president has an opportunity that I don't think he is quite seizing to use his position to try to heal some of those divisions, to speak up more forcefully, to speak up a little bit earlier than he has in some of these cases, whether it's the desecration of these Jewish cemeteries or whether it's the terrible shooting of the two Indian men. It's taking days for him to show any sort of reaction, and I think he could be more forceful if he truly wants to be a president, get past his stigma that he's divisive. He has an opportunity now that I just don't think he's been taking.
Mark.
I love him.
Oh, God, what idiots. Seriously. Seriously. Morons. I mean, honestly, is that what you're going to say here? I mean, that's the best you can come up with? And here's Michael Moore. Okay? Listen to what he said. They're still talking about this Russian deal. This is Michael Moore. This is on MSNBC. Listen. These people are just... Seriously, there is
an Irish girl. Thank you so much. Back now to filmmaker Michael Moore. And I want to talk to you about, it isn't a night for a positive Democratic message, but I keep thinking one of the reasons why Hillary didn't win in the areas that were contested, industrial areas, is people say she didn't have an economic message. Some, you know, bread and butter Democrat, Tip O'Neill, it was always jobs. I mean, he wasn't afraid to go out there, my old boss, and say, we're going to hire people. We're going to hire people to do public service jobs. Tough if they don't like it. Tough if the deficit gets a little higher because it's good for the country. And now we've got real capital investment we could do. We could be fixing stuff. We could be building. I mean, I think Democrats ought to get ahead of Trump on infrastructure.
Okay.
Just get ahead of him. That's my view.
Yeah, and I think they will. And I think Hillary would have been a great president. The majority of Americans wanted her. They voted for her. That's a fact. That'll never change. And we'll always wonder just how much better off we would have been.
You think Trump would have accepted that right now?
Absolutely not. He said he wasn't going to. He said he wasn't. He said he wouldn't. He said in advance, the election's rigged, I will not accept the result. And when he was put on the spot during the debate, he still wouldn't say it. No, that's not going to happen. Can I just echo something Kathy said about the Russian thing, which has not really been discussed tonight. He didn't bring it up. My fantasy while I was watching this on MSNBC is that you guys would start running the speech, but with Russian subtitles in Russian.
It's so funny. I mean, really, this is what they've been reduced to. Talking about Russia, the KKK, really? That's what you got? When you're reduced to name-calling, that means you got nothing. They have nothing. This is the best you can do? Well, Trump didn't speak about Russia. Why should he? He's not going to talk about Russia. Russia has nothing to do with the State of the Union, okay? These people are truly psycho. Psycho. Here was Chucky Schumer. This is a Chucky Schumer. Says that there was nothing in the speech that he agreed with. Nothing. Okay? See, that's why these people, their days are numbered.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is leading the Democratic effort to save Obamacare. He is on Capitol Hill and joins us this morning. Senator, very good to see you. Thank you
for
joining us.
Good morning.
Listen, we'll get your thoughts on what the president had to say about health care in just a second, but I'd like to start with this. Donald Trump is getting rave reviews today for that speech on tone, delivery, and content. Did you hear anything that you liked in the speech?
Nope.
Well, you see, with Donald Trump, the speeches don't mean very much because what he says in his campaign at the inauguration last night aren't attached to reality, to his own reality. His speeches are populist. They're aimed at the working folks who supported him. But his governing and what he does is hard right, favoring special interests over the working class. So let me give you a few quick examples. He talked last night about
Oh my God. These people are so stupid.
Structures. We Democrats offered a plan a month ago. We haven't heard a peep out of him. He said he was going to be tough on trade. His great opportunity on trade was to label China a currency manipulator. He said in the campaign 10 times, I'm going to do it on day one. He's backed off. He talked about education, touchingly about the need for
Liberalism is a mental disease. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You notice how it's okay to call President Trump a liar? Have you noticed that? How easy it is? It rolls off the tongue for these people. I don't recall ever, really, except for certain members of probably the alternative media that ever said that Barack Obama was a liar. And, of course, he lied all the time. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. Shovel-ready jobs. I mean, you go on and on and on. But now it's just accepted that it's okay. It's okay to call the President of the United States a liar. And I just wish that maybe they would have done so more even-handedly. If you're going to call Trump out and say he's a liar, but you never ever called out Obama as being a liar, then you basically got no props here, okay? Anyway, here's Claire McCaskill. and her reaction to the speech last night. I want you to listen to this. Claire McCaskill, who, by the way,
When are we going to vote these people out? Okay? Vote her out, Claire McCaskill.
Heart or a good heart. I will say this. He has been full of bluster. He has told countless lies to the American people. He has made promises that I don't think he can keep. Now's the time for him to stop with all of the divisive rhetoric. Yet last night maybe is a new beginning. I hope it is. And he stops calling people names and he stops trying to denigrate the American press, which is important to our democracy. And let's have him come forward with some plans. Let's have him put his power behind these proposals and really fill out these plans, because that's when it gets hard, Mark. As you know, it's easy to stand up in front of an adoring crowd. It's easy to tweet. And frankly, it's even easy to deliver a good speech that's been written for you. What's hard is finding that common ground, and that's where he has not shown any capability yet.
I'm not so sure about that, honey. I think you're wrong on this one. In fact, again, you'd think the Democrats would say, okay, we can work with this guy on X, Y, and Z, right? Was Claire McCaskill listening to the same speech? It's like, and this is another thing, this dissonance that occurs, and you saw this during the, throughout the campaign, but especially Inauguration Day, right? It was like, it was dark. The speech was dark. It was divisive. Like, I don't even know what they're talking about when they say that, frankly. Really. It was dark. It was divisive. What do they mean by that? Here's Rachel Maddow and what she had to say about the speech last night. As much as it probably killed her to do it, okay? Let me play this for you.
You know, this will be, I think, a very well-received speech for Donald Trump. That's in part, I think it's fair to say, a product of expectations that he's not seen as somebody who necessarily gives a good formal speech. He's more of a rollicking speech goer rather than a formal setting speech goer. I do think, though, what beyond that surface expectation, it will be a notable thing that the president spent a big portion of what was, in effect, a State of the Union, trying to, you know, tell the country what vicious, murdering criminals immigrants are. And all that's focusing on crimes committed by immigrants. The groan, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. Brian, when he mentioned this, victims of immigration, crime engagement office, and highlighting immigrants as villainous and violent. That's important. That's an important part of who he is and what he's selling the country.
Okay. Well, there you go. Rachel Maddow.
Get informed on today.
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. Look, at some point, you have to be a part of the solution and not part of the problem. At some point, you have to stop bitching. Seriously. At some point, you have to stop becoming the party of hate. Among the things that Democrats hated last night, Trump mentioned Black History Month. He talked about fighting anti-Semitism. He talked about covering pre-existing conditions. He talked about rare disease survivors. He talked about Medicaid support at the state level. He talked about selling health insurance across state lines. Talked about accessible child care. He talked about school education choice. Talked about law enforcement. Talked about doing big, bold, daring things. And so he has baited the Democrats now. He's baited them for the last 18 months. And last night what he did was he turned the tables on them. He extended his hand. And now he's going to let them turn their shoulder from him against public opinion. Remember, Donald Trump has reached out now to Democrats. I talked about this yesterday, the Rasmussen poll that say that 63% of the country say that it's better for Democrats to work with Donald Trump. And every single time that Donald Trump talked about America, it pissed them off. I don't understand. This is a losing argument for Democrats to be anti-American. Frankly, I just don't understand it. I mean, why? What do they hope to gain by being the party of no? What do they, honestly, what do they hope to gain? Because, look, Americans have now clearly spoken. They want somebody to get things done. They are sick and tired of Washington and government not doing anything and promising things, whether it's hope and change or whatever it is, and not getting anything done. They're done. They're over it. That's why you had Donald Trump winning. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Back in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Despite the best efforts of Bill Maher, Michael Moore, Stephen Colbert. Am I leaving anybody out? I'm sure I am. There's tons of them. Despite the best efforts of those on the left, the big three networks begrudgingly had to give some kudos to Donald Trump. I want you to listen to some of the reactions from last night.
You could make an argument. It was almost the same, substantively the same speech he's been giving over the last couple of months in particular. But the striking thing was the tone, and you can't help but to hear him tonight.
Clearly felt loose and conversational, and a genuine moment inside that hall tonight when he introduced the widow of the Navy Special Officer Ryan Owens, and you know, I think in terms of emotion, that clearly was a high point, and he handled that very well, Nicole.
Absolutely, and you have to consider that this was the best speech of his political career, his short political career. From the very beginning, the president set a tone that this speech would be different. Remember those opening few lines? It was a full-throated condemnation of hate crimes, and that is something that he had come under fire before in the past for not speaking out strongly enough. This was the president coming out and saying, tonight is different.
I was thinking as I was watching this, particularly the end of the speech, is this the same Donald Trump that we saw give that speech on the western front of the Capitol for the inauguration, where he talked about American carnage and where he lashed out at the political class, both parties? This was an entirely different message. You mentioned the lyrical moments. I mean, when he reached out to Karen Owens, the widow of Ryan Owens, the Navy SEAL killed in that raid in Yemen, it was one of the more powerful moments I have seen in a State of the Union.
Donald Trump may have been inaugurated on January the 20th, but I think he became president tonight. I think we saw the long-awaited pivot.
That was the most deliberate, disciplined speech I've ever seen him give in all the time we've been watching. Most disciplined, on message, on his thing, met the marks, did all that along.
A profoundly different speech from the president, without anger or blame. After his inaugural address in January that spoke of shuttered factories scattered like tombstones and American carnage, tonight's speech rested on words including rebirth, hope, opportunity, and common good. The moments when the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan Owens, Karen Owens, was recognized by the president was one of the most moving of any address like this that I can ever remember.
Agreed. I mean, the most solemn responsibility of the commander-in-chief is to honor and to take care of veterans. And he did that tonight.
Again, see, it was very begrudging. they didn't want to give him props. Okay? They didn't want to give him props at all. Vice President Mike Pence appeared on all three of the network shows. ABC's Good Morning America anchor George Stephanopoulos interviewed both Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Vice President Mike Pence. But his approach to each interview could not have been more different. I want you to listen to this exchange between George Stephanopoulos and Mike Pence. I want you to listen.
You just heard Senator.
Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. Let me get this. Here we go.
The president's speech was detached from reality. The policies don't match the rhetoric. Are you confident the repeal is going to happen? And if is, will the replacement guarantee that everyone who has coverage now won't lose coverage? That's a promise broken, the president said, by President Obama. Can he guarantee that everyone who has coverage now won't lose it? Will that guarantee that no one loses coverage? The president also talked about immigration last night. You just heard Senator Schumer right there saying he doesn't really buy that the president is coming forward with a comprehensive immigration reform plan. Is he prepared to compromise now? Now, for example, on creating a path to legalization for undocumented immigrants?
A lot of folks are talking about the tone. It was a much softer tone. He had a lot of the same points we've heard before, but there was no American carnage. There was no dishonest media. Did you or others counsel him to dial it back a bit? So back to my question. Did you or others counsel him to bring it back?
These people are never, ever. Trust me when I tell you this, they're never going to stop. They're never going to end. They're going to continue to do this. It's what they're going to do. Now, I just want to mention this. In the State of the Union address last night, the president talked about unity. He wants the country unified. He wants Democrats and Republicans united. But here's the problem with unity. It implies that the united people want the same things. During the American Revolution, there were colonists who supported the British monarch and colonists who supported the revolution for a new country based on a constitution and a Bill of Rights. The two sides did not unify and could not. Why? Because they did not want the same things. In fact, they wanted completely different things. Eventually, they may have unified, but only after one of the sides won. Most of us today feel fortunate that the right side won. During the American Civil War, there were supporters of the Union who wanted the Constitution and Bill of Rights upheld along with slavery outlawed. And there were supporters of the Confederacy who wanted the Union dissolved and slavery to remain legal in states that wanted it. The Confederacy and the U.S. did not unify and could not. Of course, you know the rest of the story. Today, it's much the same thing. People on the left do not talk about liberty. They talk about restraints on liberty, almost unlimited restraints, not unlike the communists whose thinkers gave rise to their movement. They place what they considered social justice and equality of income above everything, including the Constitution. The people on the other side, under Donald Trump's big tent, want a variety of different things. Many of them talk of liberty and appear to mean it. Others are less consistent. Others like Paul Ryan, John McCain, and other official leaders of the Republican Party are clearly frauds. But at least they feel compelled to talk the liberty talk some of the time in order to ensure the political survival they so desperately crave. Regardless, we have two sides here. A liberty attitude versus a total collectivist, even communist one. The left, the Democrat side, does not talk of unity like Trump and other Republicans do. They talk of solidarity. Solidarity means sticking together with the group, for the sake of the group. It's the total opposite of ideology and psychology of the individual and the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, that enables, in fact, our entire society to survive and flourish. Democrats in political office do not care about these things. What they care about is their own power. They want their power back. And they will do anything to get it back. Donald Trump, though, he appears to mean everything he said when he ran for office. And love him or hate him, he is pursuing everything he promised. Whether he can succeed or not remains to be seen, but he's doing it. He is doing it. Now, Donald Trump may not be their president, but he is America's president. Love him or hate him, he's your president. So you can run around and say, he's not my president, but I got news for you. He is. All right, we're out of time for the day. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege, truly, to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. Because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.